The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Rabbit, rabbit, yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3650 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 1st of February, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
Show.
Big Fatty, where are we today? Well, I'll tell you in just a second. Hello, Costa Ricans. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Costa Ricans today because, y'all, that's where Big Fatty is. Big Fatty is in Costa Rica, Limon. Big Fatty, is that like lemon? Well, I don't know. It's Puerto Limon. Oh, that's, is that the port of lemons? I don't know, but maybe. But y'all, before I tell you all about that, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, because y'all, today, the 1st of February, y'all, it's we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, you heard me mention him yesterday. It was his anniversarium, and today, it's his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Oh, Big Fatty, just go ahead and get it all out of the way in a two-day period. That's it, y'all, I am, of course. Talking about the not the Japanese geisha. Yo, we hadn't heard from the Japanese geisha in a while, but y'all, I'm talking about that Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. Oh, Big Fatty, we love giant, not giant. Brian, Big Fatty, it is. You know, I'm drunk with these sea legs. We're not on the boat at the moment. Oh. That's right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spoil the illusion. Y'all, I'm talking about Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. And y'all, then another celebration of exiting the birth canal today. And y'all, this is the only downside to the cruise is, y'all, today Olive's 91st birthday. Big Fatty, we love Olive, 90 or 91. It's true. But y'all, normally we would be having supper with him on Tuesday night, but y'all, he's quite aware that we're on the annual cruise, and y'all, we'll be sending him plenty of pictures. Oh, Big Fatty, are they going to be vulgar pictures? Well, he'd probably like that. But anyway, so y'all, and I can tell you, Olive ain't on the Twitty nor the Metaspace. And y'all, I still don't know if Brian is, but y'all, if you see him, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, and a big old piece of cake. Oh, Big Fatty, oh, this ship is just a rocket. Oh, yes, I just, I need one of those little patches behind my ear.
Happy birthday.
Do Yeah, because y'all were going to just pick up where we left off yesterday. I know you're excited to hear about the slippery pineapple.
Snooze fest.
Speaking of snooze fest, y'all, of the 24 or the 48 hours we've been on board the ship, he's slept 40 of them. But anyway, we're at the Brofkas, and the Nip had gotten some fruit and all, and he went to pick up the piece of pineapple with his fingers. You know, he's got those long fingers, and he picked it up, and it slipped out of his fingers onto the table, and y'all, he went to pick it up off the table, and it slipped out of his fingers onto the floor. And y'all, he went to reach over and pick it up off the floor, and y'all, it would have been perfect if he had fallen out of the chair on the piece of slippery pineapple, but he was able to retrieve it. But anyway, y'all, we're at the port. We're getting checked in. You had to go present your papers. They said, "Papers, please." And so we presented our papers, and we were allowed to move forward. And y'all, we went through the NIP calls it the medical detector. And we went through the medical detector, and what?
We've forgotten about David and...
Oh, yes, y'all, in the line in front of us, this guy turns to the NIP and says, "Are you Jamie? Are you the NIP?"
"Oh, my God, you told my name now."
"Are you the NIP?" And he goes... "Yeah."
He said, "Did you used to live in San Francisco?"
"Did you used to live in San Francisco?" And so anyway, y'all, come to find out, this guy and the NIP, and he's got a husband now and all, so, but they used to do the humpity bumpity during their time in the San Francisco. And the NIP said he used to be real cute. And
a lot thinner.
And probably thinking the same about the NIP, except the cute part.
I'm still a hottie.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you go get something to cool down, hottie?
I'm going to get mine.
He's going to get a Red Bull because, you know, he's been sleeping for 40 hours. He's gotten 40 winks. Each wink is an hour. But y'all, anyway, so we're chatting and everything, and... then we go through the medical detector, and he's back.
Mask.
He's forgotten his mask. Y'all, by the way, they gave us the KN95 mask here in the room. However, the NIP is wearing one that screams homosexual. And y'all, I hope he's can travel safely through the hallway. But y'all, you had to go through the medical detector, and they wanted to see the NIP's pills. Now, y'all, I went through the medical detector, and I had my pills, and they didn't care to see mine. Because I guess they figure, oh, he's old. Of course he has pills. So, y'all, after that, then we had to go over to the... to the Q-tip area, and y'all, we had to check in there, and then we went to the technician, and we had to do the Q-tip in our nose 5 times on each side, and they said, "All right, now go upstairs and wait until your time is called." And y'all, our time, y'all, we were in the arrive between 9 and 9:30 block, and so we got up there, and our call time was 10:10. "Yes, be ready, 10:10, and listen in." And that was fine. And y'all, we went up, and y'all, it was the moment of truth, because you got to have the negative test to proceed. Well, y'all, we both proceeded. And y'all, we got the ruby red wristband, which says, "You are clear for takeoff." And y'all, then we had to go sit down because they weren't quite boarding yet, except for the priority passengers. I guess these are the people that have suites or something on the boat. We have a balcony, but you know that might as well be steerage compared to the suite. So anyway, they finally called y'all. They called the group. They called us up in small groups of about 20 for boarding, and we were group number 27. And I said, "Wow, I can't believe all these other groups are ahead of us." Well, y'all, the first group they called was group 24, so we were like the fourth group to get on. And y'all, you get on and you go up the gangplank and you get on board, and they don't hand you the champagne. They've given you during the check-in process, they give you your room key, and they take your picture and all this kind of stuff. And so we get on board and we walk in, and first thing they did, they took us to our lifeboat meeting areas so we could check in there, so they'd know that we were on the ship. Oh, even though they had beeped us in with our card, so we've checked in at our lifeboat. Y'all, they don't do the lifeboat drill anymore, but I guess it's because of the COVID, but you have to watch the video. And we did that, and y'all, then we went up to the room. They had handed us a glass of the champagne as we got on. Got up to the room, and y'all, since the ship had not been out to sea during the previous week, it was ready. All the rooms were prepared when we got on, and y'all, we got to the room, and of course they had it set up in a queen size bed, and we said, no, I am not sleeping with the nip. And so we got that taken care of. Y'all, our room steward, y'all, this is his first homosexual cruise. His name is Wilson. Very nice. And y'all, I can't wait till he sees the special chab. Y'all, of course, while everybody was waiting, they're on the grin doctor. And so it's and I said, well, come on by. And y'all, I had little cards made up with my name and my stateroom number and my vulgarities listed, my vulgarity list of vulgarities. And y'all, I put some of them on the door, and y'all, five or six people have come by and picked them up. Oh, boy, they're probably knowing what room to avoid. Got to the room and got our valises put away. And, y'all, it was very important. Very important to Big Fatty. Y'all, I wanted to go by the spa because the spa fills up very quickly. And so we went by there, and we had the little tour and everything. And, y'all, I decided I was going to get a massage. Now, my thought was to get the deep tissue massage. But, y'all, the girl, they were trying to upsell you and all this kind of stuff. But, y'all, she said, she showed me the hot stone and the bamboo and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, and the bamboo felt pretty good. And so, y'all, I'm getting the bamboo massage on the day we're at the private island. Because, y'all, there wasn't nothing at the private island I cared to do. You know, everybody's going to lay out in the sand and the beach and all that kind of stuff. I got no interest in that. So I'm having that. And, y'all, then the next thing is, y'all, they were selling the coupons, the drink coupons, and the wine package on board. Y'all, I've never been on an Atlantis cruise where they had drink coupons, but y'all, I bought the 10-pack because, you know, it's a 10-day cruise, and if I have one drink a day, that's pretty much it for me. And the Nip bought the 25-drink package and the wine package, which is 6 bottles of wine during the cruise. He's already decided he's going to need to get another one. So, y'all, we got all that taken care of, came back to the room. Big Fatty unpacked his valise, and, y'all, then we just kind of relaxed here in the room for a little while. Did we go get something to eat? I think we did go up to the buffet and get us some lunch. And he came back and just kind of relaxed on the veranda. And y'all, then the sail away party was at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all, we sailed away right on time. And y'all, and we're required to wear the masks anytime we're indoors. Now, y'all, they announced at the entertainment on Sunday night that the entire crew, they had zero cases of the COVID from the crew, and all of us that were on board had to have passed the COVID test. So, y'all, we're starting out in pretty good shape, I think. Oh, the Nip is back with his Red Bull.
It's raining?
Yep. Okay. And I feel good about that, and everybody's doing a pretty good job of wearing their masks inside. And we had supper in the dining room on Sunday night. The Nip had the French onion soup, and I had the crab and cream cheese wontons, and then we both had the poke spare ribs. I'm not going to give them a good grade on the poke spare ribs. They were a little tough, but we were able to choke it down, and I had strawberry choke cake, and the Nip had, what did you have for dessert?
Apple pie
a la commode. And
a bottle of wine.
And the Nip had his first bottle of wine from the wine package. So that was pretty much the first day. Y'all, they had a party, a dance party on board at 11 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, we were both in the bed on Saturday night. Friday night. Y'all, we just tired. And so then on Saturday, y'all, I got up and went up to the ship has been rocking. And I got up and I was feeling a little bit queasy from the rocking. And I went and y'all, I just had I needed something cold to drink. So I had some cranberry juice and I had an English muffin and some Bafrin. And then after I finished all that, I had a couple of cups of the Colfrey because, y'all, I need to stimulate the colon because, y'all, I'm a little impacted right now.
Ugh.
But y'all, by the way, everything on board the ship is making me gassy as well. Did that, and then I came back to the room and piddled around here a little bit. And then I don't remember what I did after that. Seems like I went out and just kind of explored the ship and checked out what was going on and everything and walked through the gift shops and all that kind of stuff. And, I came. Oh, dear gussie. Y'all came back and, y'all, it was time for bingo with Miss Richfield 1981. Y'all, the Nip and I did a nipple walk also. Y'all, I'm keeping up on my nipple size, and I'll tell you about Miss Richfield Tamale. Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Now, y'all, this is an Atlantis cruise. It is Amazon. Y'all, I think there are three women on board, not including the Nip. But y'all, the Nip, y'all, as bad as it started, y'all, we went to the juring in for the spa treatments to receive the complimentary spa treatments. Y'all, the Nip won $100 coupon. So y'all, he's bought the spa day pass, so he can go into the locker room and the showers and everything, and yes, we better get some action, almost as much as he got from the drug dog getting on board. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.